come into this place to receive the message of the child born in Bethlehem. Would you prepare for worship? Remember the light that shines in the darkness, for the darkness does not overcome it. For all who face the sting of loss, God's word speaks. For all who wrestle with the unknown of tomorrow, God's word speaks. For all who battle the questions that arise in the silence, God's word speaks. good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
We bring you Advent greetings this morning on our fourth and final Sunday in the Advent season. We have come a long ways in a journey towards Christmas, a journey that continues even next Saturday and Sunday morning. Today we want to say, first of all, y'all look pretty. The choir is prepared for some time now for this Sunday to share with us a message in music. And if you're a visitor with us today, we especially want to greet you and thank you for coming to be a part of this special day. If you'd like to know more about our church, you can fill out a visitor card and place that in the offering plate today later in the service. A few reminders. One thing that we do that's quite fun in this church is our Christmas card exchange over there at the end of the hallway. We want to encourage you, if you have not already picked up your Christmas cards, to do so and then to check it again. There'll be some cards probably coming in the next week or even in the next 2 weeks. So that's at the end of the hallway in the information center. Go about back there today at before you leave and check for your Christmas cards. A reminder that next Sunday is Christmas Day. We will have church. We will have worship at 10 o'clock. There'll be no Sunday school, but instead of meeting at 11, we're going to meet here in the sanctuary for a service of lessons and carols that will tell the story from creation to the fall to the prophets through Bethlehem and Christmas. We want to encourage you to be a part of that. And then on New Year's Day, some have asked, all of our normal schedule will be in place on New Year's Day. So we will have Sunday school and we will have worship as well at our normal times. Today, as we come into this place, we are here to receive a word from the Lord.
Just when he was prophets had talked about it. The story had been told in the temple for generations. Messiah had become such an oft-spoken promise. But now, on a strangely starry night, Bethlehem must surely have been surprised by the fulfillment of this promise.
Imagine the King of Glory slipping into this world through the back door of a dirty, smelly stable. The word Messiah had such a lofty ring to it, and yet here he was, God, our long-awaited counselor, our day star, and our lion of the tribe of Judah.
Down through the ages, he's been called the King of the Jews, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace.
So many names apply to our Savior, but for those of us who have come to trust our lives to him, there is one name that falls from our lips more than any other.
As the stars lit a stage that had been set from the foundation of the world, shepherds stood breathless in their dutiful fields and watched in unspeakable awe and bewilderment as angels ran from sky to sky, trumpeting the magnificent glories of an awesome God. Of all the nights that had ever been or would ever be, this was the night that would change the world and change history forever.
Oh,
midst of animals and piles of hay, we would not have thought the night was quite so heavenly. And yet Mary knew. Deep in her heart, she knew exactly who it was that she held in her arms.
Quiet manger where Mary had placed Jesus on that very first special night would soon become a bustling arena where lowly shepherds would find their way to see the Christ child, and where men of great wisdom would seek yet a greater truth in the eyes of such an unexpected Savior.
Mary must have experienced such joy every time a guest arrived, amazed to see that Emmanuel was not a pious, lofty king who could not be approached, but was a God they could touch, a God who could feel hurt and pain, a God who would shiver in the cold of the night, just so he could know how it felt to be them. And in the quiet moments when the guests were gone and baby Jesus slept in Mary's arms, she pondered so much in her heart. She was so young herself and yet so trusted by God. In the midst of the overwhelming joys of new motherhood, her mind must have been racing with a million whys and what ifs.
your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
The angel's words to Mary have echoed down across countless generations. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Down through the years, oh, how we've grown to love that name.
Every time a mother whispers a prayer for her child.
Every time a sinner comes to find mercy and grace.
Every time a weary, disillusioned saint utters it, the name of Jesus speaks hope, peace, mercy, love, and grace to the generations who have called upon him. Jesus.
Thank you.
short years beyond Christ's birth in a lowly manger, the unparalleled power of his name gave him complete and total victory over sin and a cruel, agonizing cross. Jesus, our Emmanuel, arose from the grave with resurrection majesty and splendor that changed the course of history once and for all time. Just as surely as he made a place for himself in a stable and in our world, the Christ of Bethlehem desires to make a place for himself within us.
As we celebrate his birth, we also celebrate the new birth that we find only in him. When Christ comes to live within the heart of man, that heart will change.
Murmurs of hurt will be replaced by sweet songs of grace.
Clamorings of disillusionment and anger transform in crescendo into anthems of hope and joy.
The God of heaven gave us his child, and anyone who will invite him in can find life that never ends. It's as simple as this prayer. Lord, just as you came to the world in Bethlehem that night so long ago, I ask you come to me now. Prepare my heart to be your Bethlehem and be born into my life, changing me, releasing my heart from the curse of sin and death. Make my heart your home now and always.
Mary, 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 praise you, and
He came to us when we needed a Savior and became all that we could never be. Let every heart who has found life in him rejoice, for God makes all things new.
Rejoice, for the kingdom of God is within you. Rejoice, for we are no longer bound by the laws of sin and flesh, but we live in grace and peace forever. Let every heart echo the song of the angels. Rejoice, for Mary's wonderful child, Emmanuel, has come.
Jesus, so lovely and even more. book if you want to look, or it's on the screen.
Would you receive this blessing as we prepare to go? As you prepare for the remembrance of Christ's first advent in Bethlehem, and prepare your heart for his second advent at the end of the age, may this week before Christmas greet you with peace, with comfort, with joy, with blessings. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go ahead.